talk to you?
Sure.
Awesome.
Amazing. Here you go.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing? What's your name, man?
My name is Dustin Lee. I'm from D-Store. We're bringing real-world assets using IP and brands to bring them on-chain.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, we sold the first digital asset on television, Discovery Channel. Check it out, Digi Diggers, Outback Opal Hunters. So definitely check out, sold the first digital asset on television. It's amazing. So definitely check us out.
That's amazing. What kind of real-world assets?
This was opals. So our original idea was bringing opals on-chain. So we extracted them on the television, and then we put them on-chain as well. So we're able to showcase that real-world products can be used with attestation and verifiable from its origin. So that's a huge thing in the space, is that we're using these high-level technology, but we're not utilizing for real-world use cases.
Yeah.
And we kind of forgot why we're doing this. It's attestation and P2P, right? So we're able to work together without having to know each other. That's the biggest thing.
100%. Are you using EAS for attestations? Or
attestation, we use KIL protocol, DIDs. Okay. Right now, social KYCs, we use to collect addresses and physical names and all that.
Awesome.
But overall, with KIL and Deloitte, allows for more enterprise-level attestation, so the biggest publisher in the world.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. What's the coolest thing you've seen here while you've been here?
Okay, good question. The setup for yesterday with the summit area on the other side, I think it was cool. I think it was very early.
Yeah.
People weren't really, completely in the mix. But I feel like by Friday, Saturday, we're going to see a lot of influx of people coming in. So
yeah, for sure.
I'm excited to see the huge crowds, the sentiments different than last year. Everybody's heads down building. Yeah. Comparison looking for developers. Now we're retail feeling,
I think it's gonna be a great weekend.
Excited.
Yeah.
What was your name again?
Oh, John.
Dustin. D-Store.
Good to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you,
and,
John.
Appreciate you chatting with us.
I appreciate you.
How do people find you?
D-Store Network. You can find me Twitter. I'm Crypto Hustler. D-Store Network on Twitter, or X. Okay, for you guys, it's X Twitter. Now. It used to be Twitter. Twitter's dead. The bird's dead. Okay, we're out. But find us on X. D-Store. Dustin Lee, find me on X as well. So yeah, say hello.
Awesome. Welcome to ETH Denver.
Yeah, I'm Lori.
Lori.
This is my first time to ETH Denver, but I've been in crypto since 2017, on the investing side. And I'm kind of doing reconnaissance. What's up in ETH? What's up in the community these days?
Yeah.
My biggest takeaway, obviously in this builder community, everyone's looking for product market fit. I'm excited to see some companies that I've supported over the last 7 years finding that, right? Over 7 year overnight success. So shout out to Akash, who's doing what I express as sort of last mile GPU syndicating, if you will. That makes a lot of sense with this AI community, but we're seeing a lot of excitement around AI, decentralized identity, things like that. Umar and I are in the network state space, and so excited to continue supporting that community, see what we can do to grow. And
are you spending time in Edge City?
We will. Yeah. So we were at Zuzala in residence from day zero to end of the time. And
amazing.
I think that type of ecosystem and structure, it's basically, if we can continue growing that, that's the sort of social layer for decentralizing the world effectively. So, exciting times. Let's keep it rolling, I guess. The future, well, it depends on the timing and where you live in the world, that sort of thing. I'm focusing a lot of my time and energy at the intersection of AI and crypto. And I really like the framing of sort of top-down systems is AI, right? The better it can be centralized, the better it can scale, the smarter it can be and add value to us. But then blockchain is sort of bottom-up, right? So if you think about a future where both of these systems continue accelerating the way they do, we're going to be able to see that sort of that scale where you determine how global is it. So the more global it is, the more blockchain. But the more local it is, the more AI. But there'll be a blend of the two as like an infrastructure that's supporting humanity overall. So very bullish on systems, you know, systems of tech. So, yeah, that's my thinking. And I think Network State has... It has some time before it can figure out product market fit. The biggest question there is, how do we address the sort of power enforcement at like a governance layer? Yeah,
they're squawking. They don't want to go quietly.
We don't know if we can really like, you know, what do you call it? Delegate.
Yeah.
Sort of the army or enforcement fully. So we'll see. The goal is like a peaceful future. Right? So yeah, that's my thought. Those are my thoughts.
Those are good thoughts. Thanks for chatting with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good to see you, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm founder of Ace, and Ace is a trading card game about the magic of Web3. So every card represents real world innovations and the heroes and villains behind them. So you can picture all of your favorite crypto themes and memes and the people and projects. And then you take all of those and you transform them into epic sci-fi and fantasy creatures and artifacts and all of the things that we love in trading card games. So my brother and I created an entire trading card game. We sold out at DevConnect, and now we are partnering with the University of Ethereum to build the digital experience.
Amazing.
And we're here at East Denver just hanging out with amazing people like you.
Amazing. Yeah. When's the game going to come out?
So the digital version is probably about 3 months out for the alpha edition.
Okay.
And everybody then has the when question of like, when do I get my tokens, when all that stuff.
Of course.
Web 2 stuff first. Like, we're making a really fun game, and then the Web3 stuff will come later.
Okay, so, that's what I wondered, whether it was like all on chain or how you were approaching things. Okay, so
obviously will be, but
first, but then integrate more on chain stuff over time.
Okay. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I know you've stuck at the booth, but anything cool you've seen outside of the booth?
I moved here to the bathroom and back. That's my life. I will say this whole setup that I think it's ZK Sync has next to us is pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
But besides that, the coolest things I've seen are just all the friends walking by.
Yeah. It's all about the friends we make along the way, right?
100%, you know it.
Amazing. Well, we'll let you get back to it. Good
cool.
to show you.
Thanks.
Excited for the game to come out and play.
Me too.
Where can folks find you?
So acetcg.xyz is the website. I am at MetaHead with two T's on Twitter.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Follow the man. Keep an eye on the game.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome. Thanks, students, guys. Yeah.
How's it going? You want to tell us your name?
Yeah, so I'm Spencer. I work for Polybase for building the Polybase blockchain and the app Pay, which is a Venmo, but global.
Okay, so like an on-ramp, off-ramp, or just
so,
off-ramp?
So right now what we're doing is it's a peer-to-peer wallet, and you can right now on-ramp with centralized exchanges, MetaMask wallets, other crypto wallets, and then we're building in on-ramps to on-ramps as we progress.
Okay, interesting. And then all using, as is ZK, so you're using ZK tech for the privacy between the payments?
Exactly, so all the transactions are one-way encrypted using ZK. We're super excited about being able to generate ZK proofs on your phone. And so it's a 10-second proof to ensure that everything remains private.
Amazing. What's the your favorite thing you've seen at ETH Denver so far?
Oh man, there's been some great swag, I will say.
Okay.
Very, very excited about all that. I think we did a good job with our jackets, but I think that there's also been some just fantastic, like, you know, fantastic things coming together. And obviously the tech is just getting better and better. So I'm really looking forward to later this weekend. We're going to see some really big launches.
Yeah.
So,
amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Well, thanks for chatting with us, Spencer.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's a spork marmot. live? Hot.
Yeah, we're live.
Did we look at the camera?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Mike Speak Nerd. Biggest thing seen at eTenver. I saw some cool stuff coming out of Base with Coinbase.
Okay.
There's a new smart contract wallet that's launching, smart account wallet. That was pretty cool. I know Charmverse is pushing into DAOs in the DAO ecosystem. It's really cool to see that happen. And otherwise, just trying to get the alpha from people and builders and people I know in the space and just floating around. I'm really excited to play board games tomorrow, I can tell you that.
Amazing. Are you coming to chat with Ace? Are you familiar with the Ace game?
I saw a Crypto Sapiens jacket and came to say hey.
Cool.
What were we saying? Cool. Do you go by your name? I assume you can cut this. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up? His name's John too.
Hey, John.
John. Lots
John,
of John.
John. Yeah. John.
Uh-huh. Amazing. And are you working on a project?
Yeah, I work at Collabland and fuck around on Farcaster and senior editor for Boring Security, crypto education spin out of
the Ape DAO. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, Boring Security. I do a lot of the non-technical, basically anything that doesn't involve pushing code at Collabland. So, I mean, I've written blog posts, worked on DAO proposals, organizing events, writing docs, making videos. About everything that doesn't involve writing production code for Collabland.
Got it. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, have a great 8th Denver.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Rock and roll.
On the future of Web3?
Bubblegum.
Okay.
Can you tell us your name?
Raul.
Raul?
Yeah, I'm a developer at Story Protocol, smart contracts.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we're building the programmable IP layer.
Okay.
We have a public on-chain repository for intellectual property.
Okay.
Where, like, you can bring intellectual property into a protocol. Right now, if you have something in an NFT, you can bring it over to the protocol, then you will have access to, we'll create a, what we call an IP account for that NFT owned by the NFT owner, and then you can use our modules to make your IP programmable, meaning you can use, for example, the licensing module to mean we have developed a programmable IP license. The parameters of the license are the legal text, it's an actual legal document, super easy to read for a legal document, and the particulars of that will be driven by the parameters in the smart contract. So you can, like, for example, grow your community. Instead of having people writing fan fiction about you, just give them license to do, like, non-commercial remix or commercial remix. You could have a royalty module to have revenue share, have people pay to meet your license. So the idea is there's a defensive use of this because, you know, we have this.
Protect your IP, but also monetize your IP, really.
Yeah, monetize, especially, like, grow it. Like, make it not like just a closed walled garden, and you can be closed if you are, like, very, for example, you have some Disney type stuff and you want, like, weird content, the license is programmable enough that you can, like, say, I don't want, you know, this content or whatever, so you can have a more controlled approach to people getting the license and boarding to link their IP and create this IP graph. And there's also, like, a dispute system with kind of like an optimistic oracle for sure, where you could raise a dispute like, hey, this guy is not making what I was expecting, like, license breach. And if there's a, we're going to integrate with the arbitration systems, the arbitration pass, that guy will have a strong signal on not going to collaborate with the license he made. Like, we'll try to stop, in a way, the graph from growing in that bar part.
Okay. Amazing. Seems like it provides a lot of protections for creators in particular that just aren't out there right now.
So. We're working directly with creator tools. For example, Magma is kind of like a Figma for artists, like collaborative editing. They can, like, if they're working together in an asset, they can, like, decide if they want to enable people to remix that non-commercial or commercial revenue that, for example, does the demo. Like, they will set the revenue splits, then you register into Story Protocol, then you have like, you know, you can have provenance and attribution, you know what can you can and cannot do. If you also like reference someone, you hold in the graph, you know. There's an integration with Lens, where there's a science fiction franchise by David Goyer that is gonna launch on top of us. People are registering IP models, like AI models, or like using AI provenance, generative AI to generate IP and register to a protocol. A bunch of use cases. We're also in the build-a-thon, like the call for builders. If you wanna integrate, we're gonna be around there.
Are you doing you're doing a prize, so you want people?
Yeah, we're sponsoring, and like we are helping. Like we are right now looking for people to build on top. We launched our beta on Friday, past Friday.
Okay.
It's a beta testnet for now, and we're, you know, getting feedback and getting people to build on top.
Awesome. Outside of story, what's the coolest thing you've seen at ETH Denver so far?
I don't know. The intersection with AI and crypto is like amazing. I don't know, like...
It's coming at us quick.
Yeah, and I'm surprised how well it fits, how like we're giving, you know, it feels like if we're gonna create an organism and like AI super organism, we're like creating the crypto is like the blood vessels. We're distributing resources in that. Oh no, it's exciting.
Yeah,
we plug in.
Oh yeah, storyprotocol.xyz. You know, there's the socials over there. Like, thank you.